Well, we asked for another week of summer. What are we going to do with it? The mass exodus from the Cape has already begun, and the New Hampshire Lakes region has dripped dry. School is in session, which means one thing. We're all here. It's a perfect time for new healthy routines. Join a walking or birding group, or if there isn't one near you, start one. Ironically, in a world in which it's technologically easier to communicate than ever, we've dug ourselves into online bunkers and are communicating less and less in person. Believe me, there are three-dimensional people out there who share your interests. Let's find them. Summer's too short to spend it alone. So, as we're walking, what are we talking about? How about the fact that mushrooms are early? Our fall mushrooms are driven to burst forth based on the amount of rainfall we get. My usual September 25th stakeouts are already fully in view, 3 weeks early. Or maybe we don't have to be the one talking at all. There are plenty of walks already on the September calendar just awaiting your buy-in, with experts ready to share what they know about what you will see. Check with your favorite conservation or history organization to find out what's going on this fall. Or jump into a local harvest festival and meander into our agrarian past. September and early October are perfect months to celebrate the outdoors in New England. Of course, I say that about every month. I'll be leading at least one walk in Hanover in September, ready to talk both nature and history with anyone joining me. I'll also be walking on the beaches, primarily, looking to find those migrants that avoided my view in the spring. I actually spotted a few of the missing species in Aruba last week, but that's another story for another day. I mean, far be it from me to bore you with tales of my Caribbean vacation, the sun, the sand, the magnificent frigate birds. I'm John Galuzzo, and that's your South Shore Walk of the Week on 95.9 WATD. For a podcast of this feature, go to 959WATD.com.